Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 88 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Arlo Barnett.
And I'm Brian Courtney.
We knew we were going to have some cancer-related, you know, firefighter deaths, and it's something we want to be able to reach out to our brothers and sisters and be able to memorialize them with this.
Kentucky's fallen firefighters will be remembered in Frankfort October 4th.
The state's two largest army bases are being spared.
A poet from Tennessee will be honored in Moorhead this week.
Attorney General Andy Beshear is drafting legislation to defend Kentuckians against data breaches.
43 people were arrested on drug charges in Lewis County on Friday.
In sports, the FBI has arrested four college coaches for allegedly using bribes to recruit players.
Bud Luke will bring us the stock news.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky's fallen firefighters will be remembered during a special memorial service in Frankfort, October 4th. The names of the six firefighters from around the state who died over the past year will be added to the Fallen Firefighters Monument that day at 11 a.m. One of them is David Conley of Olive Hill. State Fire Commission spokesman Ronnie Day of Moorhead says it's a very special event.
You know, we have a great turnout for this. The response from the fire service is tremendous. And the families, a lot of them don't even know we have this. But to know that your loved one's name is on there and that they haven't been forgotten about, it means a lot to them.
The 17th Annual Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service will be sponsored by the State Fire Commission and several other organizations. An honor guard will be present that day, and there will also be a wreath-laying ceremony at the monument.
Representatives are proposing a constitutional amendment to expand gambling in order to pay for pension debt. Representative Dennis Keene spoke with Spectrum News and Pure Politics. He and Representative Rick Rand are appealing to establish four freestanding casinos and allow slots at the horse racing tracks. Keene says they have an estimate on the revenue that would be generated by establishing these casinos.
These are conservative estimates. We believe $325 million in licensing fees and then $236 million in the actual revenue from the casinos. And that does not include the border of Tennessee, which has no casino gambling. So when they say that, oh, you've missed that boat, well, we haven't missed that boat because there's a whole new market in Tennessee, especially in that Nashville market, that could be very advantageous for us.
Keene says the money produced by the casinos would not be hard to keep track of, comparing to how the state handles Keys money for students. The amendment will have to be appealed at the 2018 session and subsequently ratified by Kentuckians in 2019.
The Kentucky Public Pension Oversight Committee heard funding requests from three major retirement providers yesterday. David Eager is interim executive director of Kentucky Retirement Systems. Spectrum News reports he brought the committee up to speed on the modest financial advancements of the underfunded systems, including the fact that the KERS unfunded liability is starting to flatten out.
I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's very small. It's a long way away. And it's going to take a lot of effort to get there. But for the very first time, we're going to see some projections of funding flattening out, the unfunded flattening out, actually a little bit of a turn. So we're not digging ourselves deeper.
Eager made the funding request alongside the directors of the State Teachers Retirement System and the Judicial Form Retirement System. All three say they need increased state contributions to stay afloat through 2020. Kentucky's overall pension debt stands at more than $33 billion.
Kentucky's Attorney General is drafting legislation to defend against data breaches. Following the massive Equifax breach, Andy Beshear revealed on social media that he plans to increase protections for Kentuckians.
What this has taught us is that we need to do a better job here in Kentucky of passing state laws that better protect you.
The proposal would allow those impacted by a breach to get free credit freezes, three free credit reports a year, and 5 years of credit monitoring. It would also make it more difficult for hackers to steal personal information.
Kentucky's two largest Army bases are being spared from closing, WMKY's Cody Robinson reports.
The 2018 National Defense Authorization Act will not be including a mechanism for base closing, according to Kentucky Today. The U.S. Senate approved the $700 billion act last week by an 89-9 vote. Several amendments, including one that would have set up a base closing process, were not taken up in the Defense Act. An increase in troop size for the Army, Army Reserve, and Army National Guard was approved. The House and Senate each have different numbers in mind, so the matter will need to be settled in conference committee. Base reduction and closings, also known as BRAC, affected Kentucky's Fort Knox in 2005 by taking away the Armor Center and school. Fort Campbell was able to avoid budget cuts put in place by the Budget Control Act in 2011, but was stripped of about 6,000 soldiers. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
Like Kentucky as a whole, the real estate market in Rowan County has improved this year. Through August, home sales in the state increased by 4.5% over last year. In Rowan County, there were 22 sale listings last month as compared to 15 a year ago. The average sales price also went up by 8%, from just over $147,000 to more than $159,000. Randy Newsom of Twin Eagles Real Estate in Moorhead believes improved consumer confidence is the reason why the market has improved in 2017.
The jobs market, depending on who you talk to, from what I'm looking at and what I see, it looks like it's a little better. Those things go hand in hand. People feel like, okay, it's okay to buy because I feel like my job's secure, so they will buy, as opposed to delaying that. And plus, during the recession, and a lot of people got hit by that in one way or another, there was a lot of pent-up demand. So that's starting to release itself and has been for the past couple of years.
According to statistics from the Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors, of which Rowan County is a member, there were 167 sales listings in county from January to August of this year. That number was at 148 for the same time period in 2016.
This week is Tobacco Cessation Awareness Week. The event is a project of the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. Erica Palmer-Smith is with ACS. She says it's never been easier for smokers to get help quitting.
Last year, the legislature passed a bill that requires all insurance carriers, including Medicaid, to cover all forms of tobacco cessation treatment without barriers. And so it's easier than ever for a patient to speak to their doctor and get help quitting smoking or other tobacco use.
Kentucky has the highest rate of tobacco use and the highest tobacco-related medical costs in the country. Those interested can visit smokefreetomorrow.org for more information. We'll have more local news after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
A novelist and poet from Tennessee will be honored this week in Moorhead. Darnell Arnott is the 2017 recipient of the prestigious Thomas and Lily D. Chaffin Award for Achievement in Appalachian Writing. The award, which includes a cash prize of $1,000, recognizes outstanding Appalachian writers in poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. The award is administered through the Department of English at Moorhead State University. Dr. Tom Williams is the department's chair. He says Arnott's work is appealing to many people, not only fans of poetry.
This is straightforward and comic and full of a kind of poignancy, but at the same time it is intellectually deep, it is emotionally rich, and it just seems to kind of provide a level of satisfaction that it's something that you can both read and enjoy on the level of the language itself, but also on the meaning as well.
A question and answer session with Arnott will take place on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. in room 206 in the Burt Combs building. She will be honored in a ceremony the same day at 5:30 p.m. at Coffee Tree Books. Both events are free and open to the public. The award is supported by the Hinkle Fund, the Department of English, the Caudill College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, and Moorhead State Public Radio.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is conducting some repairs on State Route 799, better known as Big Perry Road, in Rowan County over the next several days. Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says crews will install T-rail alongside the highway at mile markers 3 through 5, that's near I-64, to help keep it from slipping.
T-rail is like steel beams, and they are driven down into the ground until they hit bedrock. And then those form the basis of a barrier. So basically we're building a retaining wall out of steel beams and different types of material to hold back the fill material, which we'll put beside, between the steel beams and the roadway, which is rock and dirt. And we'll build that back up and put the guardrail back up.
Because of the nature of the work, Big Perry will be closed to through traffic during daytime hours. Emergency vehicles, however, will not be affected. Drivers are advised to detour using U.S. 60, Kentucky 32, and Kentucky 377.
43 people were arrested Friday during a drug sweep in Lewis County. The Lewis County Sheriff's Office and the Vanceburg Police Department conducted Operation Fall Harvest. Sheriff Johnny Bivens says this isn't his department's first drug sweep, and it will not be the last.
You know, I told him 2 years ago, we done a large one called March Madness, and I told him, you know, drug dealers are not welcomed in Lewis County, and obviously 40 of them didn't get it. The message is out there. I don't approve of drugs, don't approve of those who traffic it, and we'll work tirelessly to get them all.
Bivens notes that most suspects were arrested for the trafficking of hard drugs, such as methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and prescription drugs.
Rouen jailer Wes Coldiron is already preparing for the move of his facility to its new $18 million building at the end of February. Coldiron says he'll soon be hiring additional staff members to help him run the 275-bed lockup, which is about four times larger than the current jail. He then plans to help all of his deputies get a feel for their new digs.
I've talked with the construction company, and I'm hoping to get in before 2 or 3 weeks before we move actually in, start taking inmates there and start having trainings, letting them employees get familiar with the building. Because it looks big from the road, but it's really big when you get inside of it. It's going to be a big shock to some of my employees once they walk through it.
Rouen's new jail is being constructed on U.S. 60 East, just outside of downtown Moorhead. Once completed, it will be able to hold up to 350 inmates in emergency situations.
Two deputy jailers at the Boyd County Detention Center have minor injuries after an assault yesterday. The Ashland Daily Independent is reporting two inmates allegedly attacked the deputies Monday afternoon. The inmates were not injured. Kentucky State Police Post 14 is handling the investigation. The detention center recently reopened after being closed for nearly 4 weeks following a late-night riot. It continues to deal with overcrowding issues.
A Pike County man is behind bars after a video recording of a confrontation with a school bus driver surfaced. EKB News reports Benny Gooselin is facing misdemeanor charges of menacing, harassment, and obstructing government operations for the September 13th incident. Gooselin filmed himself blocking the doorway of the bus to accost driver Linda Fields. Gooselin uploaded the video to YouTube, but it was quickly removed. Police say 10 children were on the bus at the time of the incident. Gooselin was arrested Sunday and is lodged in the Pike County Detention Center on a $1,000 cash bond. He's pleading not guilty in Pike District Court.
A Lexington police officer has been indicted on rape charges. WKYT reports a grand jury handed down the indictment against Sergeant Christopher Morrow. Authorities say a complaint against Morrow in May was followed by a Kentucky State Police investigation. Morrow was served an arrest warrant and is now suspended without pay.
And finally this afternoon, an armed soft drink is on the run after robbing a Henderson restaurant. Will Clark has the story.
Police say a man dressed in a Coca-Cola bottle costume robbed the Rallies on North Highway 41 in Henderson on Monday morning. Henderson police say the costumed suspect was also armed with a handgun and was able to steal over $500 in cash before fleeing the scene. The restaurant had not yet opened, and the manager was the only person there during the robbery. He wasn't hurt. I'm Will Clark.
We are back with the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows of 63. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. Friday, once again, mostly sunny with a high of 73. On Saturday, a mainly sunny sky, the high of 70. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. We have the current temperatures for you here. In Ashland, it is 90 degrees. Flemingsburg is 88 degrees. Inez is 86 degrees, Winchester 87 degrees, Lexington 87 degrees, and here in Moorhead it is 88 degrees.
That is Brian Courtney giving you the weather. I'm Arlo Barnett, and you're listening to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday afternoon. On our feature segment, a special law enforcement unit in Mount Sterling is battling the drug epidemic. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
As law enforcement, we rested upon our laurels. When we were having success, then we started looking at other avenues that we wanted to pursue. And once we did, we stopped the heavy emphasis on narcotics. And so some of the culpability does come back to us.
Mount Sterling Chief of Police David Charles says some of the responsibility for the drug epidemic can be laid at the feet of law enforcement. Since his department's special drug enforcement unit's inception in 2003, however, Charles says they have stopped passing the buck.
We began to assume responsibility for our own community, and part of that assuming responsibility was the drug problem that we were facing at the time. We couldn't depend upon others to come in and do it for us, so we took it over ourselves.
Chief Charles says although the drug problem has increased, the special drug unit has given MSPD an advantage.
We've been ahead of the curve since our initial failing. To be quite honest with you, and it was a failing, we were caught unaware by the pill epidemic. By the time that we began addressing this, it had already become so widespread that we were just trying to play catch-up. And that's not a position you ever want to find yourself in, trying to come back. After that, we did start trying to predict future trends, and so far we've been very successful with it.
Charles says the department's meth cleanup team was one of the most active in the state.
We could address them immediately and develop the intel from them for prosecutions, and we were very successful with that. And that's faded away. We predicted the heroin outbreak before it actually occurred, and we're becoming prepared and develop policies for the use of officer-carried Narcan and other items that would help us fight this.
The special unit is self-supported through the seizure of property, cash, and weapons, but Charles says the department pays the special officers' salaries.
We have three full-time detectives that work on this, and they've been very successful. They've taken many cases to the federal level as well as through their state prosecutions. They've worked jointly with ATF, DEA, FBI on several major investigations. And we've been able to turn off several of the larger pipeline conduits that are coming into our community.
Charles says drugs are still a big problem.
Before our last outbreak of heroin, we had reduced our overdose numbers back to the pre-pill epidemic numbers. We went from 34 back down to 3. Of course, now heroin and crystal meth are driving those numbers back up.
Charles says other departments look to MSPD for advice on their own special units.
We'll have requests for interviews with our detectives to see how they handle things. They've managed to do that as well as they've developed several innovative surveillance systems that they use and techniques that have been court-tested and approved. And so they're on the cutting edge of a lot of these things.
Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
It's 4:48. You're tuned in to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. Braxton Howard has sports news for you after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery in historic downtown Maysville. JCK Rising star Judy Powers will be at the gallery on October 19th from noon to 6 p.m. to showcase her collection of fine jewelry and discuss custom pieces. As a sustainable metalsmith, Judy Powers uses recycled metals and diamonds and ethically sourced colored stones. Details online at eatgallery.com and on Facebook under Eat Gallery.
Louisville's back at it. Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. A major bribery scandal has rocked the college basketball world, and it involves the University of Louisville. Paul Miles reports.
The University of Louisville confirms it is included in the investigation led by the U.S. Attorney in New York, Jun Kim.
The picture painted by the charges brought today is not a pretty one.
He's charging 10 people, including 4 assistant coaches. Among them is Auburn's Chuck Person.
Coaches at some of the nation's top programs soliciting and accepting cash bribes. managers, and financial advisors circling blue-chip prospects like coyotes.
Also charged is a marketing executive at Adidas. They're accused of funneling money to top high school recruits to attend certain schools. I'm Paul Miles.
This scandal comes while U of L is awaiting to hear back from the NCAA on its appeal of its punishments it received for providing prostitutes to recruits and players. The Morehead State men's basketball team is looking forward to starting official preseason practices on Friday. Coach Preston Spradlin says the Eagles have worked hard over the last several weeks on their conditioning.
You know, you don't want to spend any moment of that 30 days, trying to get into shape, trying to create a culture for your guys. And so that's what we're trying to do. We want all that to be in place. That way our focus can be getting ready for games once we hit September 29th with those 30 days of practice.
The MSU men have an exhibition game on November the 6th against Cincinnati Christian. The Eagles open the 2017-18 season 4 days later at Xavier. One note from the NBA, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that 12-time All-Star guard Dwayne Wade is nearing a commitment to sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers and could finalize the decision as soon as tomorrow. The Cincinnati Reds are in Milwaukee tonight to start a series with the Brewers. With just six games left and at 66-90 on the year, the Reds are already focusing on how to improve for next season. Manager Brian Price says the play of the young players in his bullpen should give Reds fans hope.
You look at a guy like Deck McGuire has taken advantage of some opportunities here for a guy that pitched the whole year in AA and came up because really the coaches and scouts in our system said this guy should be up pitching for you and you should take a look at him, and he's really seized that opportunity. That's been extremely impressive. And Wojo coming in, two innings of late game relief work. Hernandez, who pitched primarily as A-ball experience with some AA and AAA time now. That's pretty impressive.
Rookie Deck McGuire will take the mound for the Reds tonight. 17-9 Zach Davies goes for the Brewers. Fall practices are continuing for the Morehead State baseball team. Coach Mike McGuire is keeping a watchful eye on his pitchers, many of whom finished last spring with his ball club and then moved on to throw for their summer league teams.
All said and done, most of the guys will throw similar number of innings this fall, but you know, we're going to certainly manage some guys that had high stress loads, whether that be in the spring or the summer or both.
The Baseball Eagles have until early November to get in their 45 days of fall practice. Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier likes the work thus far of quarterback Lawson Page. In his first four games as the Eagles signal caller, the redshirt junior has passed for 945 yards and 10 touchdowns, while also rushing for another 104 yards.
He's kind of like a little out of that David Cottle mode, but a little more athletic. David was a great player, but, you know, he had that linebacker mentality that he played with. You know, he kind of grinded some things out. He was a great runner. Lawson is that, you know, and he's tough. He's a winner. And so I'm awful glad to have him part of our program.
Page had four touchdown passes in MSU's upset win against Dayton last Saturday. The 2-2 Eagles visit Campbell for a PFL game this weekend. Coach Mark Stoops is trying to get his Kentucky football team to look forward and not back. In the wake of last weekend's one-point loss to number 21 Florida, the Wildcats are preparing to host Eastern Michigan this Saturday. Stoops believes the 3-1 Cats will be able to turn the page as they get set to take on the Eagles.
I am very proud of this team. They're very resilient. They're very tough. And we're really playing the game the right way. And it starts with our preparation, our attitude, our mindset. And I'm very proud of the team that way.
Saturday's game kicks off at Kroger Field at 4 p.m., Finally in sports, the Round County girls soccer team will bid for its third straight win tonight at Johnson Central. Coach Alan Evans says that won't be an easy feat for the Lady Vikings, pointing out that the Golden Eagles are 12-1-2 this season.
A very good team at Johnson Central, and they have a short, narrow field, and so there's advantages there, and they have a flat-out goal scorer there. She's been scoring over, I think, 40 goals a season, and so if we can shut her down, and then that's looking good for us in the region play.
Johnson Central is led by senior forward Molly Davis, who has scored 33 goals so far this season. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball will host Jacksonville State at 7 p.m. on Friday and Tennessee Tech at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:15, U.S. stocks were trading in a narrow range as technology stocks attempted to recover from their worst day in more than a month. In the Dow Industrials, at the moment, they are trading at a small gain, showing a gain of 14.66 at 22,310.75. The S&P 500 is currently up 3.48 at 2,500.14, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 21.05 at 6,391.65. And, of course, yesterday, technology stocks fell more than 1% in their worst day since August 17th. And today, the technology sector actually is leading the S&P 500 sectors with a gain of about 0.25%. Fed Chairman Janet Yellen said in a speech that the Fed may have overstated the labor market strength and rate of inflation, indicating future monetary policy might be more accommodative than previously thought. However, Yellen said the case for a gradual pace of adjustments is strengthened in the face of significant uncertainties, and that the Fed should be careful not to move too gradually. And investors took that as meaning that bond rates would be going up in the near future, and the U.S. 2-year Treasury yield hit a high of 1.45%, and that is its highest level since November 5th, 2008. The benchmark 10-year yield stayed around 2.24%. In economic news, consumer confidence for September fell to 119.8 from 120.4 in August, and new home sales fell 3.4% in August versus expectations for a gain. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 5.9% annual gain in July, up from 5.8% the previous month and better than what had been anticipated going into the report. In the commodities markets, oil is down 0.5% at $51.94 a barrel. Gold is down 0.8% at $1,300 an ounce. In Europe, markets were up, but not by a whole lot, as the Stock 600 index is up less than 0.1%. In the Far East, most markets were down, with the Japanese Nikkei index down 0.3%, and South Korea's KOSPI down 0.25%. Turning now to individual stocks, it was Ashland Global up 73 cents at $64.99, CSX up 28 cents at $53.61, Marathon Petroleum down 15 cents at $55.38, AEP up 11 cents at $71.15, AK Steel down a penny at $5.32, and Community Trust Bank is up 35 cents at $44.55. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
We're back one last time with the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows of 63. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. Friday, once again, it is mostly sunny with a high of 73. On Saturday, we'll have a mainly sunny sky with a high of 70. And on Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 75. One last time with the current temperatures. We've got Ashland at 90 degrees. Flemingsburg at 88 degrees, Inez at 86 degrees, Winchester 87 degrees, Lexington 87 degrees, and right here in Moorhead it is 88 degrees.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Sean Delaney, Cody Robinson, Jacob Lindberg, and Braxton Howard, along with Ellen Barnett, KNN's Will Clark, and with our feature segment today, WMKY's Leanne Akers. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Brian Courtney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett, WMKY News. All Things Considered from National Public Radio is headed your way next. It's 5 o'clock.